AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There was a march today through Jerusalem's Old City. Thousands of mostly ultra-nationalist Israelis marched. Some were stoking wartime tensions and chanting death to Arabs. Jerusalem has been mostly calm throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but the march could ignite widespread tensions, as it did 3 years ago when it helped set off an 11-day war in Gaza. The Senate is holding a test vote today on access to contraception. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is not sure how far Republicans will go.
Sometimes the right answer is the obvious one. If Republicans truly support protecting access to birth control, then they should vote yes on moving this bill forward.
It's unlikely to pass in the Senate. A similar vote on ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization could come as soon as next week. Cross-examination of an FBI agent continues in Delaware in the gun trial of President Biden's son, Hunter. Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell, is also expected to take the stand. They were married for roughly 20 years. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked about the 34 felony convictions in New York against former President Donald Trump.
The jury made their decision. And, you know, I think that the reality is cheaters don't like getting caught. And being held accountable.
A court in Italy reconvicted American Amanda Knox of slander. She was exonerated in the brutal 2007 murder of her British roommate while the two were exchange students in Italy. The ruling says Knox blamed the killing on an innocent man. The UN Weather Agency is predicting an 80% chance average global temperatures will surpass the 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit target laid out in the landmark Paris Climate Accord within the next 5 years. The season's first heat wave is already baking cities like Phoenix with triple-digit temperatures. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite indexes are ticking towards all-time highs amid a mixed day for Wall Street overall. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Wednesday, nearing the record high it set 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ composite gained 0.7%. The Dow lagged the market with a loss of 94 points. That's about 0.2%. Treasury yields inched higher in the bond market after a report showed that U.S. services businesses returned to growth last month and were much stronger than economists had expected. Wall Street has been hoping the economy will slow enough to convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, but not so much that it causes a recession. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.33%. Seth Zutel, New York.
McDonald's is losing a European Union trademark dispute over the name Big Mac. A top EU court sided with Irish fast food rival Supermax in a long-running legal battle. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.